Mamissa Maboob is going viral. Her Instagram page, The Colour Me Mam, has 129,000 followers. Just one of her posts on TikTok went viral and has 20,000 likes. Her pictures are bold and colourful. You'll see lots of the city of Geneva in her fashioned photos and her viral videos. It's time to find out more about Mamissa, the woman behind The Colour Me Mam. Mamissa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Tell me, Mamissa, tell me a little bit about your Instagram and TikTok pages. Tell me a bit about the kind of content that you can find there.
So when I first started blogging last year, one of the things that I realized was that a lot of bloggers here tend to wear a lot of very neutral fashion, black, grays, you know, very neutral, you know, as Switzerland can be sometimes. And I have a West African background. I'm originally from the Gambia, where we wear a lot of color. Like if you wear black and you go to a party, people look at you like you've gone mad. So for me, it was normal to just have color in my life. And so when I started blogging, you know, I took a bit of a risk and started wearing more of colorful fashion. So really bold, really fierce, orange, purple, you know, green shoes, pink jackets. And funnily enough, people actually really started to appreciate and love it. So I promote bold fashion, but there's a little bit more behind that bold fashion as well. You know, the message that I'm sending across is that, you know, it's okay to be bold. It's okay to wear colorful clothes. It goes a little bit beyond just what you're wearing, but more of how you feel as a person and being confident to be who you want to be, whoever you are. Mm. In addition to that, I also do a lot of, I present fashion with humor. You know, I just think that sometimes in Switzerland it's a little bit so serious. So I'm just like, you know, just, you know, laugh a little, you know, don't take yourself so seriously. So I produce a lot of content that can be pretty funny that people really appreciate. And then also I show a lot of, there's also a lot of lifestyle content that I do as well. I try to show Geneva in its positive sense and basically just showing international Geneva to the world.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Where I'm like, you know, at the Gare Carnaval or, you know, like at the WTO to showcase how beautiful our city really is.
That's awesome. But until last year, you worked at the UN in Geneva. So tell us a little about what you were doing there and why you stopped. What the transition between UN to influencer, how did that happen?
Yeah, so I've been an international civil servant my whole life. As a matter of fact, I started my career working in the Gambia government as the head of the Ministry of Trade. And then when I moved here to Geneva, I worked with the World Trade Organization. I worked with the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Malaria, Tuberculosis, OCHA, and most recently at UNICEF. I was mostly working on, you know, engaging the private sector to fight at UNICEF, at the Global Fund, it was to fight the three diseases. At OCHA, it was emergency preparedness and response. And essentially, last year, when my contract at UNICEF ended, I had the chance to explore for new roles, but I thought I'm going to spend a bit more time explore my creativity. I've always had that dichotomy in my personality of being an intellectual, but at the same time, too, I'm also extremely creative. Mm. And I thought that perhaps this is a good time. And at that time, there was COVID as well. People were very depressed. So I thought this is a good opportunity to actually start creating positive content to make myself feel better and also others as well. Mm. And then it just kind of kicked off. And before I knew it, I had 100,000 followers.
And at what point did these huge brands start contacting you? We mentioned Opel, they're the car brand. At what point did people start contacting you and how do those sort of collaborations really work?
So essentially, when I got to 100,000 followers, that's when I started getting serious brands approaching me. Nowadays, there's so much competition in the influence world. The 100,000 has actually become the new 10,000. Yeah.
Wow.
And so, for example, when I got approached by Opel last year because they're just released their new e-Mokka green car, and they're trying to change their image a little bit to be more a little bit younger, a bit more cooler. And I suppose they like the diversity that I bring in. If you look at my page and the fact that it's different and the fact there's a lot of color, and well, the car is also very green, so it kind of fit in with my content. So they approached me. They said, we would like you to be the face of Opel. You know, would you like to work with us and, you know, represent our brand? And essentially, they told me what the concept was. The concept is basically be you, not normal. which fit in perfectly with the messages that I send out on my page. So I basically had to create content around that. And yeah, that's how it works, essentially.
Do you miss the UN at all? Do you miss it? Do you ever see yourself going back to something that's predominantly maybe more office-based or policy-based? Or do you just love this sort of constant creativity?
Well, that's a really good point. I mean, at the moment, for instance, I am consulting with a UN organization supporting young women and girls in developing countries and maternal health. I don't see the difference between the two worlds, because, like I said, from my page, I'm promoting women. I'm saying to women that you can be confident, you can be fierce, you can be bold. Particularly women of young girls of color, I want them to look at me and see how they can aspire and they can be better and bigger, and nobody needs to stop you. For me, there's not a big difference. I'm empowering women as an influencer, and for the work that I do with the UN, it's the same principle. So I don't see a difference at all. And I what I'm saying basically is that you can do it all. You know, you can be a woman, you can be intellectual and work for the UN, you can be a mother, you can wear a boy color, you can be whoever you want to be, and don't let anybody bring you down. So for me, I don't see the difference. And yes, I can see myself back in the UN, and yes, I can see the Color Me Ma'am going on as well, up until 1 million followers.
Hey, I love hearing that. So let's just talk about the name very quickly. Where did the name come from?
So the name kind of evolved, really. The Color Me Ma'am. I mean, my name is Mamaisa, so ma'am is part of it. And obviously the color part there was based on the kind of fashion that I wear and the kind of content that I create. It's not just about colorful fashion, but like I said, I do a lot of funny videos. I present my content in a very funny way sometimes, because people just need to laugh. And, you know, for example, like when I remember that the times that I've been to the cinema here in Geneva, and I get really excited by what I'm watching, the movie gets exciting, and I clap. And then people look at me like, why are you clapping? I look at them like, well, why not? You know? So it's part of that sort of colorful soul and being able to be bold and just express yourself however you want to be. I feel like here in Switzerland, sometimes we're kind of boxed in a way, you know, and you have to act in a certain way. And as a matter of fact, even I've noticed that when I have female bosses, they almost act even more mean than normal because they feel like they have to act like a man. And I'm saying, no, you don't have to be that person. You know, you can be a perfectly fantastic boss, intelligent, successful, and at the same time too, be you. And being you, color is a symbol of being you within yourself, just being able to express yourself and actually just being feminine. And that's okay. So the Color Me Ma'am represents a woman who is confident, who is bold, who is not afraid to stand up for herself, who is not afraid to fight for others, and who says, you know what, I am me and accept me for who I am.
Excellent. Mamaisa Mabub, aka the Color Me Ma'am, thank you so much for your time this morning. Keep being colourful, keep doing what you're doing. Once again, if anyone wants to follow Mamaisa, if you don't do it already, the Color Me Ma'am. And you can also find links through all of WRS's social media pages at the moment, because we shared a couple of pictures. So thanks very much for sharing those with us. Mamaisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. You've been fantastic. Have a wonderful day.
I hate the winter. Can't stand the cold. I tend to cancel all the